Hello and welcome to the Hali Hewa podcast with your host Abigail Kima. Today we are live at the Africa Climate Summit and we'll be here the whole week getting different perspectives from African leaders and young climate leaders. And today I have the pleasure of hosting a very good friend of mine, Jodahi Petros. Welcome.
Thank you, Abby, so much.
Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Okay, so my name is Jodahi Petros, as you said. My background is on applied biology and environmental sustainable development. I'm one of the directors for Influencers, which is a community-based organization for the youth that advocates on climate change and environmental protection in Ethiopia. But I'm also one of the United Nations Youth Delegates that is representing Ethiopia to the United Nations General Assembly.
Amazing. So what does this particular summit mean for the work that you do at grassroots level?
So one of the best things that really happened for African youth is actually making the program right here in Africa. So in accessibility sense, in actually being heard sense, this is one of the best places to actually be heard, which is our own soil. So the work that we are working on, which is advocacy work and engagement and so many forth, should be publicized in one way or form. And these type of spaces have the means of actually accessing a lot of individuals that are African and non-African people that could potentially partner and also engage. Not only that, some of the deliberation that we have been hearing and also going to be hearing in the coming days is going to also help the work that we're working on the ground so that we could translate what is happening on the top level to the ground level, which is our organizations.
Great. And what would you say are your expectations for the Africa Climate Summit, being that African leaders are coming together and there's going to be an Africa Climate Declaration? If you were to draft it, what would you have it? What would you have included in the declaration?
One of the best things that really also happened in this, that is going to be happening in this session, is the Nairobi declaration that is going to happen in the couple of days. And that's going to reflect what Africa really needs currently. What Africa really needs is the problems that has been going on all over Africa to be solved in a sustainable manner. And one of the ways that we should do is engaging with each other, solving the problems that we have been facing with our own indigenous knowledge, with our own ways, with our own beautiful projects that we see all over this place that could really showcase and actually take us out of the poverty, the issues of sustainability, the issues of poverty, so many issues that I can't even put out right now, to be solved with our own solutions. So that is very, very relevant, and I hope in the declaration it will point out the intergenerational and intersectional issues that we have been facing, not only in climate, but also in our age gap, in our various gaps that we have been seeing, in the borders that we have, and so many others that I can't even comprehend even right now, should be solved with the discussions of such brilliant and wide-ranging Africans.
Amazing. And that is it. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah. The last thing I just wanted to add is that Africa is a very young population, and there's nothing that you can do without the current population, plus the future population, which is the young population. So please, please do engage with us. Even if when you engage for the young people, please come with solutions. When you bring the solutions, also think of what are the accountability that we have in our hands. If we have a platform, how can we share them? If we have accessibility of resources, how can we share the resources that we have? That's a big assignment that people like African youth like us, and also people all over the place, have the responsibility to do so.